Exclusive, Representative Matt Gaetz, Republicans don't want to nominate people who aren't going to fight. By Hannah Knudsen on June 13, 2024. Republicans don't want to nominate people who aren't going to fight. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, said during an appearance on Breitbart News Daily, slamming former House Speaker Paul Ryan's, RY, view. Host Mike Slater played a clip of Ryan, who currently sits on the board of Fox. In the clip, Ryan claims that former President Donald Trump has cost us a lot of seats. I could probably spend some time with the numbers. He cost us the Senate twice. He cost us the House, he said, accusing Trump of pushing candidates in primaries who cannot win general elections. We need legislators, not entertainers, Ryan added. How many seats did Paul Ryan lose us? Because the last I checked, it was Paul Ryan who lost us the majority because he fumbled and bumbled on a health care bill. We kind of lost the plot, Gaetz said, noting that the core thesis of every Republican election was that we were going to repeal Obamacare. But Ryan and Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, RKY, failed to do it and blamed Trump. We don't want to nominate people who aren't going to win general elections. But we also don't want to nominate people who aren't going to fight, Gaetz said, countering Ryan's point. What's the point in having a majority if we don't ever take it out for a spin? If only the people we elect want to stare at their nameplates and talk about how great they are. He asked. I want people who will fight on the border, on the budget, and the bureaucrats. Paul Ryan never delivered those people. Donald Trump is working to do so, Gaetz said, making the point that there is no point in winning if nothing is done with it. Listen. Breitbart Middle. Representative Matt Gaetz, RFL, June 13, 2024. I'll take it a step further. I actually think if we had nominated you now, Tim Scott, with a nice smile, there's a chance we would have gotten 60% of the popular vote in 140 states, but we wouldn't have saved the country. It would have been an empty win, he said. I'd rather win with Trump with 51% than Tim Scott with 60% because I actually want to do the things that will result in a secure border, balanced budgets, and bureaucrats that are brought to heel, the Florida congressman added. Breitbart News Daily airs on Sirius XM Patriot 125 from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern.